Thank you for donating almost $70,000 to Issues Etc. in the past 3 weeks. With 2 weeks left in 2018, we're $35,000 short of projected expenses. Please consider making a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. You can also contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois 62234. Thanks for listening, and thanks for thinking of Issues Etc. at the end of the year. At the end of the broadcast year, as we approach the season of Christmas, which the world has already begun, but the church still anxiously waits, we'd like to ask our listeners a simple question. Christmas hymns are some of the most beloved hymns in the Christian lexicon. So we thought, why not ask the question and get your answer to, what is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The why is very important. We want to hear from you. Now, my Christmas hymn list changes almost every year. My favorite kind of varies from one year to another. I wonder about you. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? The listener with the best vote will receive 2 CDs of 24 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. You vote on this Friday afternoon for your favorite Christmas hymn by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. You can send your answer to us via email. We'll get it right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, talkback@issuesetc.org. Send it to us via Twitter, @IssuesETC, or you can also vote at our Facebook fan page. We've left some space for you to do so there as well, facebook.com/IssuesETC, facebook.com/IssuesETC. What is your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Sonia is listening in the Netherlands, and Sonia says, of the Father's love begotten, rich in doctrine with a great tune, Mike in Marin, Wisconsin, agrees. He says, a beautiful hymn with a haunting melody that has a rich text with the gospel on full display. What more could you want in a Christmas hymn, asks Mike. William is in Austin, Texas. He says, this year I'm going with Of the Father's Love Begotten. The babe, the world's redeemer, is the same one promised by God and foreseen by the prophets in the Old Testament. It's been wonderful to sing this hymn every Christmas at church, and I look forward to doing so again. Daniel agrees. He says the text was written in the context of Christological controversies that plagued the early church. Every statement is in the first stanza is an affirmation of Christ's divinity. Each verse ends with the words evermore and evermore to highlight his being from eternity. And Eric says, simply put, a wonderful reminder, he's begotten, not made, and a beautiful doctrinal hymn with significant lyrics and tone. Let's listen to their favorite called Of the Father's Love Begotten.
Of all things now.
Christmas hymn of the Father's Love Begotten. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Live this Friday afternoon, the 21st of December, last live broadcast day for 2018. Answer the question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? We'll be right back.
Well, a human nature is what makes you human and not a dog or a fish or a turtle. Your human nature is what sets your ultimate capacities and determines the kind of thing you are. You don't get a human nature in degrees. You either have it or you don't. There's no degree involved.
Scott Klusendorf speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Well, people today are quite willing to concede that you have a human nature. They're willing to concede I do, but they don't want to concede that embryo is. And here's the question you put to them when they challenge you. How do two human parents create offspring that isn't human, but later become so?
You can listen to Scott Klusendorf's presentation, Making the Case for Life, and all the speakers at our 2018 Making the Case conferences on an audio DVD or flash drive. We'll send it to you for a $300 year-end tax-deductible donation. Look for the link at our homepage, issuesetc.org.
We love our on-demand listeners. You're listening to Issues Etc.
LCMS Disaster Response provides guidance and assistance to congregations who seek to proclaim the gospel and show mercy in the wake of disasters. We can bring capacity to your congregation through on-site assessment, volunteer training and congregation preparedness, and through grants direct to your congregation. For more information, follow us on Facebook, keyword LCMS Disaster Response, or visit our website at lcms.org/disaster. That's lcms.org/disaster.
Visiting Concordia University Chicago is a great way to open up your world. Tour our beautiful 40-acre campus, hear from current students about why they chose Concordia Chicago, discover more than 70 degree programs, and learn about financial aid and generous scholarship opportunities. Attend our February 18th visit day for high school and transfer students. Register today at cuchicago.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin, live on this Friday, December the 21st. We are getting your answer to the question, what is your favorite Christmas hymn? And why? 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Isabel is listening in Chicago. Hi, Isabel.
Hi. My favorite Christmas song is Silent Night, Holy Night. And I like that because it talks about the birth of Christ. And it's like the beginning of Him coming to save this world in which we need.
Isabel, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Chicago. Darlene agrees. Darlene says, Silent Night, we always sing this on Christmas Eve at the end of the church service, and I always get goosebumps. Vicky in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, says, my husband's family, LCMS German Heritage, sing it as a group every Christmas since the death of his brother in 1990. Phyllis in Canada also agrees, as a child, we always sang it all together in German. Still the best, says Phyllis. Let's listen to Silent Night, Holy Night in both English and German.
Oh.
That's Silent Night, Holy Night. We are answering the question. You're answering the question. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? By the way, you can listen to a hymn study of Silent Night, Holy Night with Pastor Will Wheaton on demand this weekend at issuesetc.org and on the Lutheran Public Radio mobile app. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Listeners with the best votes will receive two CDs of 24 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Stay tuned.
Christological, creedal, confessional. You're listening to Issues Etc.
This Christmas, bring your family and friends to experience a reenactment of the Christmas story and Journey to the Manger, an interactive Christmas experience.
Enjoy a live nativity, warm drinks and cookies, and live music performed by student groups.
From 5 to 8 p.m. on December 21st, come to Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois to enjoy this Christmas experience for all ages.
Admission is free, and when you donate $25 or more, you'll also receive a custom piece of art made by our students.
For more information,
call 618-656-0043.
Merry Christmas! Welcome back to Issues Etc. We are getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer that question live this Friday afternoon, the 21st of December, by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Send us an email with your answer, talkback@issuesetc.org. We'll get that email right here in the studio in real time. You can also send us a tweet at @issuesetc, or you can tell us which Christmas hymn is your favorite and why at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Let's go to Hudson, Michigan, where Nathan is waiting on the line. Hi, Nathan.
Hi. From TLH, Oh, Rejoice Ye Christians Loudly.
And why is that?
The refrain, joy, oh joy, beyond all gladness, Christ has done away with sadness, hence all sorrow and repining, for the Son of Grace is shining. It combines joy, but the tune itself is so minor, it shows us also at the same time we're still in the sorrow of the world, especially in these times when there's so much trouble in our churches. So that's my favorite right now.
Nathan, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Michigan. Boy, I remember singing that one as a kid. It's called Oh Rejoice You Christians Loudly.
Christians loudly, for our joy and love.
Christmas hymn, O Rejoice, You Christians, loudly. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943. Dave is listening in Troy, Michigan. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Pastor Wilkin. Yeah, my favorite is From Heaven Above to Earth I Come. I like it for two reasons. First, it's written by Dr. Luther, and second, it's a very Christ-centric Christmas hymn.
Dave, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Troy, Michigan. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, live this Friday afternoon on Issues Etc. You can answer the question this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You can also answer it by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc.
Suppose that the supernatural is like the treasure buried on an island. A map shows all the possible places it may be.
Dr. Angus Manouge, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
Well, scientism declares that scientific investigation is the only or best way to discover the treasure. But then methodological naturalism says some parts of the island are off limits. We can't search where the map warns, here there be dragons, for that means the supernatural. Does anyone think this shows the treasure isn't there? The fact that some scientists don't want to look for answers in supernatural places is no reason to think that the answers are never there.
You can listen to Dr. Manouge's presentation, Making the Case Against Scientism, on a recording of the 2018 Making the Case Conferences. We'll send it to you for a year-end tax-deductible contribution of $300. Learn more at issuesetc.org.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc.
An average of 20 military veterans kill themselves every day. Project Operation Barnabas is a network of LCMS congregations who reach out to veterans and their congregations and their communities with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Operation Barnabas is a program of LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. Find out more at lcms.org/armedforces. Serving those who serve. LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. lcms.org/armedforces.
The recent unprecedented decline in American Christianity has been well documented. But what can we as Lutherans do about it? This question is at the heart of the Lutheran Witness's January issue on missions and evangelism. Start to finish, readers will encounter faith, courage, conviction, and the assurance that, as Victor Raj puts it, in the church, ministry and mission always go together. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. On this Friday, December the 21st, we're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Answer it by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Ben in Wisconsin says, I haven't heard this sung in church often, but I like Paul Gerhardt's All My Heart Again Rejoices, 360 from the Lutheran Service Book. The text emphasizes the incarnation, Jesus' divinity, and the comfort we have in his birth. And the tune is a great one by Johann Kruger, characteristically sprinkled with delightful chords from the relative minor key. An underappreciated but a very good hymn.
Joy is free.
Christmas hymn, All My Heart This Night Rejoices by Johann Gerhardt. We're answering the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Tanya is listening in Columbus, Ohio. Hi, Tanya.
Hi. I love the, I know technically it is an Advent hymn, but I love it throughout the Christmas season, the song O Come, Emmanuel, because it just reminds us of that promise that God is with us and that he came and lived among us in human flesh, and that's just such a beautiful promise and something to hold on to. Just love that song.
Tanya, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Columbus. Here it is, O Come, Emmanuel.
Amen.
O Come, Emmanuel. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why on this Friday afternoon? Emily listens in Hamel, Illinois. Emily says, "Where Shepherds Lately Knelt." That's a fantastic hymn, by the way. I like how it talks about what God has done, sending his son to die on the cross, and Isaiah being there, what he's doing and what he will do in the future. Come to make a new heaven and a new earth. Quote, "a still small voice to cry one day for me." David agrees in Wisconsin. He says, "that sweet gospel message for me and not alone for me." Here it is, "Where Shepherds Lately Knelt." Christmas hymn, "Where Shepherds Lately Knelt." I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. on this Friday afternoon, December the 21st. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? And we're listening to them as we get your votes. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. If you've enjoyed listening to Issues Etc. this year, please consider making a year-end tax-deductible donation to support this worldwide outreach. You can contribute by check, make your check payable to Issues Etc., and send it to Issues Etc., Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also make a year-end tax-deductible gift online at issuesetc.org. Thanks for listening, and thanks for keeping Issues Etc. in mind at the end of 2018.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod celebrates and affirms life from the time of conception until natural death, and every time in between. For this reason, LCMS Life Ministry is a program singularly devoted to upholding the sanctity of human life, both in our church body and the culture at large. Life Ministry provides educational materials, hosts conferences, and works closely with allies such as Lutherans for Life. For more information, visit lcms.org/life and follow LCMS Life Ministry on Facebook.
Peace Evangelical Lutheran Church of Chehalis, Washington. Biblical, historic Christianity, whose source is Scripture, whose heart is the Gospel. If you're in Southwest Washington, join us for the Divine Service. You will receive Jesus, crucified and risen again for the forgiveness of your sins. We promise. For more information, call us at 360-748-4108.
Sanctifying your child rearing with the Word of God. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Come and experience firsthand by sitting down in classes and actually hearing professors, coming to chapel, which is always the high point of the day, to hear the Word of God and to lift our voices in song.
Issues Etc. regular guest Dr. Paul Grimm on why you should consider visiting Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Spend time talking to professors. I mean, there's not a professor here who will not be willing to take time, whether it's after chapel during the coffee hour or just to come into one's study and sit down and talk for a while, to answer questions, to, you know, help them to get a sense of, A, you know, do they want to be a pastor or a deaconess? And then B, is this the right place? And, well, maybe C would be the question, is now the right time for them to make that decision?
If you've contemplated the vocation of pastor or deaconess, contact Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155, 800-481-2155, or send an email to admission@ctsfw.edu. We're getting your answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc. Listeners with the best votes will receive two CDs of 24 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. You answer the question by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Sharon, listening in Spring Valley, Minnesota, says, O Jesus Christ, thy manger is, she says, where the true rest is found. And Mark in Waukesha, Wisconsin, says, this hymn so eloquently describes the incarnation of Jesus on that first Christmas and how we Christians keep Christ as our true treasure, our eternal wealth, despite the world holding material wealth. That's the hymn, Jesus Christ, Thy Manger Is, for Christmas, one of our listeners' favorite Christmas hymns. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? 1-877-623-6943. Tom in Toronto says, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, because it contains the gospel. That's a good reason. Barb in DeSoto, Missouri says, especially the verse that refers to light of life to all he brings, risen with healing in his wings. O come, all ye faithful. The verse is referencing the word of the Father now in flesh appearing, and the first Noel seldom used verse, singing, and by his blood mankind hath bought. Let's hear Hark the Herald Angels Sing. That's the Christmas hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. One answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? You could answer that question as well. 1-877-623-6943. We're coming to you live this Friday afternoon, December the 21st. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Christmas tree.
Have a holly jolly Christmas.
It's the most wonderful time.
Jingle bell, jingle bell, jingle bell.
Tired of an endless loop of pop Christmas music? Coming December 24th, sacred music for the Christmas season, LutheranPublicRadio.org. Serenity. Stability. Solemnity. Lutheran Public Radio, sacred music for the Christmas season, coming Christmas Eve at LutheranPublicRadio.org.
We're supported by listeners like you. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. And in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
If you're enjoying the Christmas music featured today on Issues Etc., be sure to listen to our 24/7 sacred music station, Lutheran Public Radio. Right now we're playing sacred music for the Advent season, and then on Christmas Eve it's sacred music for the 12 days of Christmas. Listen anytime, anywhere at LutheranPublicRadio.org and on the LPR mobile app. What's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Here's an answer given by Tina in Chesterton, Indiana. Joy to the World. We always have fireworks at our children's program. Janine in Taylors, South Carolina says it's a hymn filled with joy and wonder at the ineffable love of God, that he would send his son into a broken and undeserving world to fix it. The wonder of his love.
Thank you.
Christmas hymn, Joy to the World. We're answering your question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why? Here is a perennial favorite. What child is this? Michael in Illinois says, why lies he in much such mean estate where ox and ass are feeding? Good Christians fear for sinners here. The silent word is pleading. Nails, spear shall pierce him through. The cross be borne for me, for you. Hail the word made flesh, the babe, the son of Mary.
What child is this who lays to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping?
What child is this? Well, according to your votes on this Friday, December the 21st, the answer to the question, what's your favorite Christmas hymn and why, is Of the Father's Love Begotten. Let's hear it.
Of all things that are.
That's your favorite Christmas hymn in 2018, Of the Father's Love Begotten. Let's see, Dave in Troy, Michigan, and Janine in South Carolina, you are going to get the 2-CD set of 24 hymns featuring the Lutheran Public Radio Choir. Send your mailing address to talkback@issuesetc.org. We have some great shows lined up for you during the Christmas break. We'll replay a series with the late Dr. Lewis Brighton on the Holy Family. We'll study the Christmas hymn Silent Night with Pastor Will Whedon. We'll look forward to Christmas Day with Pastor David Peterson. And we'll discuss the top religion stories of 2018 with syndicated columnist Terry Mattingly. He comes to die. He is born as a sacrifice. He is laid in that manger so that one day he may be laid in the tomb for you. He is wrapped in swaddling cloths so that one day he may also be clothed in the burial cloths, because he has given his life for the life of the world. And he comes that we who have been given his imperishable life, like him, might rise with him. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your support in 2018.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.